The Minefield. What a pair, thought Captain Jack Buckman with a resigned shake of the head, as he glanced left and right at his two crew members. On his right sat the stocky pilot, Royston Field, clutching his bald head in wonder, mouth agape, staring at the cosmic light show filling the cockpit window. On his left sat the slender, stern scientific officer, Tamara St. John, head down, jaws clenched, deliberately ignoring the coloured lights and swirling patterns. Her full attention was focused on the scientific article on her console. Buckman sighed and returned his eyes to the psychedelic dance before them. The lights were certainly impressive, knocking the Aurora Borealis into a cocked hat. A few seconds later, the light show faded and vanished, and Buckman found himself staring at the star-sprinkled blackness of space once more. "We're through," he announced, blinking to dispel the glowing after-images floating before his eyes. "Quicker than I'd imagined." There was a contemptuous snort from his left. "That's kind of the point of a wormhole," offered Tamara, looking up from her scientific paper and peering at him over her glasses. Royston Field was still clutching his head in amazement.
"Wasn't it awesome, though? Totally awesome. Knocks the Aurora Borealis."
"Yes, yes," said Buckman, while Tamara merely rolled her eyes.
"Who'd have thought the inside of a wormhole could look like that?" continued the pilot.
"I would, actually," said the science officer, pushing the glasses back up the bridge of her nose. "Basic transdimensional physics, pal."
Captain Buckman cleared his throat to silence them. For 9 months they had been bickering, and for 9 months it had been getting on his wick. It was a wonder to him that he hadn't strangled one or both of them.
"What's our location, Roy?"
he said by way of changing the subject. The pilot checked his displays.
"Spot on, Captain. Just where they said we'd be, in fact."
He looked up from his scanners.
"There's our destination, there."
He pointed through the control room window at a faint dot ahead of them.
"That'll be the planet. What, 14D? And see that M-type dwarf star over there? That must be Gargad 3.
"Good, good. How long to go?"
"About an hour."
"Splendid."
The captain reached into a drawer and, with a sheepish grin, pulled out a scrap of paper.
"I guess I'd better work on my speech then."
Tamara looked appalled.
"Leaving it a bit late, aren't we?"
Royston threw the captain a comradely grin, from one inveterate slacker to another. Buckman shrugged.
"I think it'll be better if it's kind of spontaneous."
"Spontaneous!"
exclaimed the scientist, almost in a shriek.
"Oh, sure, just make it up as you go along. That's bound to go well. We're only about to have the most historic encounter ever in all human history. So I guess the subtle nuances of wording and expression hardly matter at all. Particularly given that English won't be their first language."
"Yeah, but..."
"Winging it is obviously the way to go."
Buckman withered under the onslaught of her sarcasm.
"She's right," added Royston with a sly grin. "You've got to admit she's right. These aliens say they're friendly, but can we trust them? We need to be careful what we say."
In the silence that followed, the captain examined his piece of paper. He seemed surprised to discover it was blank on both sides. He frowned.